Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from the great state of Texas. Today I want to talk to you about being the hands and feet of Jesus. We are representatives of Jesus here on earth. That means we are to participate in spreading the good news and draw people to Christ. We are to do his work and talk like him, serve like him, love like him. Jesus was perfect, pure, and holy, without a single hint of prejudice, favoritism, racism, or legalistic judgment in his body. Today, I'm going to talk to you specifically about being the hands and feet of Jesus towards the poor, towards foreigners, and the needy. We can participate in showing God's love to others by how we treat those less fortunate or different than ourselves. We all know that poor means to lack enough money and resources to live comfortably, and poverty means that you are extremely poor. 1 in 6 kids in the United States lives in poverty. That's about 12 million kids, y'all. Of those 12 million, 3 million are homeless, which means that they either live in their car, in a hotel with no address, or on the streets. We can participate in God's plan for the poor by serving the poor and helping the poor. This honors God. Proverbs 19:17 says, if you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and he will repay you. The Bible has many verses about the poor and the needy and the foreigners and how Jesus wants us to treat them. Proverbs 31:9 says, yes, speak up for the poor and the helpless and see that they get justice. Our Lord is compassionate, so we must be compassionate and show concern for everyone. We are all God's children. 1 John 3:17-18 says, if someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? God wants to use you to help others. And if Christ, the Holy Spirit, is living in you, you will be kind to everyone. Proverbs 14:31 says, if you mistreat the poor, you insult your Creator. If you are kind to them, you show him respect. If the only life you think about improving is your own, then you are missing the point of life, the purpose of salvation. Now let's talk a little bit about the foreigners. While praying for our nation, Ellis Island came to my mind, and I also thought about the fear towards a group of people that came about because of the attack on Pearl Harbor many years ago. I understand the need for safety as a citizen of the United States. None of us are going to agree on everything politically, and this is not a political post. I want us to look at these things spiritually, the way God wants us to. My heart feels compassion for God's children around the world who are suffering unimaginable atrocities and are seeking refuge here in the United States. We are a nation of immigrants, after all. As a Christian, I am called to love my neighbor as myself. There are bad people in every religion, culture, country, and race, and so I'm praying for discernment and for my Christian brothers and sisters to spread the love of Jesus to a hurting world without fear. God says a lot about how we're supposed to treat people. In Zechariah 7:9, it says that we are to show kindness and mercy. Galatians 5:14 talks about loving your neighbors as yourself. Leviticus 19:33-34 says to be careful how you treat strangers and foreigners who live among you in your land. And last, Malachi 3:5 says, yes, I'm on my way to visit you with judgment. I'll present compelling evidence against sorcerers, adulterers, liars, those who exploit workers, those who take advantage of widows and orphans, those who are inhospitable to the homeless, anyone and everyone who does not honor me, says the God of angel armies. I think I've given enough evidence from the Bible to say that we are all God's children. He cares about all of us, and he really cares about how we treat each other. So I pray that you will be more compassionate, more understanding, and not just tolerate people who are different than you, but celebrate those who are different than you. When you see a homeless person, don't ignore them. You can at least smile and say, good morning, good afternoon, Jesus loves you. You don't have to give everyone money. The Holy Spirit will guide you, and I pray that you let Him. Be blessed.